This morning, I stand before you, humbled and privileged, to be a person who can offer you the good news. I have to admit, however, given the tragedy in the last week, it's challenging to find good news. But the good news is here if we are willing to listen to and abide by the voice of our shepherd. We are so challenged by our human condition that love, when just lived out in a human experience, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And I believe that that is why God himself, love himself, chose to become like us, to live out that experience as an example to show us that human love without the trust and belief in the love and grace of God is futile. We are in the season of Easter, but it was just recent where we heard the story of Jesus sacrificing himself unto death. That action of love, if we look at it purely from a human perspective, makes absolutely no sense. So this week, the good news is we are reminded of our need to trust in, to believe in, and to live out the love and grace that God has to offer us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. If we look at the Acts of the Apostles, as we've been hearing the story of this new church, the early church, we hear stories of persecution. We hear stories of apathy. We hear stories of argumentation. That's because our human condition gets in the way of our divinity and the potential that God has to offer us by inviting us to trust in his love and in his grace. For hundreds of years, even to this day, humans try to figure out whether or not the human person is intrinsically good or intrinsically evil. And when we hear about the tragedies that took place this week, that question comes to the forefront. And we have to ask ourselves, are we intrinsically good or intrinsically evil? It really depends on who you want to listen to for that answer. If we listen to God, God told us we are not just good, we are very good, because we are made in God's image and likeness. The challenge is, because God is so pure in the essence of love, we have the freedom of choice to decide whether or not we want to choose good or we want to choose evil. And when we get caught up in the things of earth, when we get so rooted in what feels good, in what looks good, in what tastes good or smells good, we lose sight of the grace and love of God. We get in our own way. When we come to the liturgy today, we come here to be fed by that grace and love of God. We come here, hopefully, by freedom of choice, not because we think we have to avoid the condemnation of hell. And that's the challenge that I want to ask all of us this morning to contemplate. What free choice do we want to make? do we want to make the freedom of choice to choose to believe in and celebrate the grace and love of God, or do we want to choose the things of earth? I think Jesus had great advice for the apostles when he sent them out two by two. And we hear about that in our first reading with Paul and Barnabas and their experience of preaching this good news to people who didn't want to hear it, to people who rejected the message. We hear that they shook the dust from their feet and moved on. That symbolism of shaking the dust from our feet, I think, is really important. It's a practical thing in Jesus' day, because you walked around in sandals. When you got dust and dirt and pebbles in your sandals, it became an irritant and prohibited your ability to walk. The symbolism of that, I think, is this idea that when we are too rooted in what goes on the earth and we lose sight of the grace and love of God, it prohibits our ability to walk on the path and the mission that God is inviting each one of us to walk. And so when we have experiences of tragedy like we do, I would invite you not to focus on the two people who carried out this evil. Focus on the thousands of people who responded. Focus on the good that exists in each one of our hearts, to the point where we can selflessly put ourselves at risk for the sake of another person. That's what the first responders did. That's what other people did who were in the crowd. We have that choice. And the choice is about listening to the voice of Jesus Christ. Listening to it, trusting it, and making the decision to move in that direction. And that's the freedom that we have. So this morning, as we come forward to participate and partake of that sacrifice of love that by human terms makes no sense whatsoever, we have to trust that something real is happening in that moment. We have to trust that God is truly feeding us with grace and strength and commitment to say yes to the invitation, yes to love, yes to God.